Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. Here he is.
Hello. Hey-o.
Hello,
hey-o.
John. How are you?
Hey-o. I'm all right.
Hey, all right. Where are you? Nice. We're not in the same room, are we, John? Let's be honest about that.
It's weird. I don't like it.
Oh, no, you don't like it. It was my daughter's birthday on Tuesday.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Happy birthday, Betty.
And I am live in Bristol on Thursday night, so we'll be dashing from the studio to get to Bristol. Do you think I'll make it, John? It's exciting, isn't it? Saying it now.
The train, are you, I suppose?
I get the train. What is it? Train takes an hour and a half. Saying I'll get in at about 6:45, 6:50. Get nine minutes from the station. We'll set up. Showtime at 8.
Start. Oh, 8. Oh, yeah.
An 8 o'clock start. No trouble at all. No problem.
Then you've got to get the train home again.
And then the train home again. It's unbelievable, isn't it, really? But there we are.
Logistics.
I'll be carrying my massive pasty around with me.
Have you got to take that on the train with you? That's fun.
I'll be bringing it into work, John. You can hold it.
That'll be good. Life on the road.
Just on that note, thank you to everyone who came to Babbacombe last Friday night. Absolutely lovely to see you all. Lovely show. We filmed it. Let's see how it turns out. It doesn't really matter. Filmed it and you were all very lovely. So thank you very, very much for that. For the people who turned up, that was really lovely.
I was at Haventon Waterlooville on Saturday and had a little pint beforehand with Alan Wills and Jules Nixon, who'd both been to your show on Friday night and then come up to heaven.
Again. I mean, they're unbelievable. Lunatics. They're unbelievable. I feel like I know what it's like to be Torquay United in many ways. Because they turn up just out of the blue, all over the place. So it really is lovely to see them. They're very supportive.
The poor bastard to your...
They are!
To your...
They're the bastard to my baker. Hello there! So I am at home, John. You are in London.
I am.
It's a National League football podcast for people who have not listened to it before. Lovely feedback on the song, John.
Oh, wasn't it just? Thank you so much. Yeah, it's gone down well. Don't know what
you wrote that, John, didn't you? Wrote that in about 10 minutes on the train. That was nice.
A 15-minute train into work, written entirely on the 7:46 Southwest trains.
That's early, John.
Do you know what? I actually came up with another idea for another song from Guys and Dolls. I think we could do the whole musical.
Just do the whole thing. Oh, this is what I meant to bring up as well about Friday.
Yeah.
What was the most exciting thing that happened? Not filming my show, John, which I've always dreamt of doing.
Yeah.
I've always dreamt of filming my stand-up show. I sent you a photo. I sent you a video.
Oh, my God, yes.
Perhaps I will put on social media. But I sent you a video because I met... just as I pulled into the Babbacombe Theatre, a man came up to me and I've just bought 2 tickets for your show. And I said, oh, right, thanks, mate. That's really kind. He went, yeah, you know who I am. I said, I don't know if I do. And he went... Well, Charlie, it was the man himself, Paul Mulhern.
I'm so
actual
envious.
Paul Mulhern.
Well, Charlie, I couldn't be more envious of you if I tried. It's a great feat to meet Paul Mulhern.
Charlie, I see you've not sold out the whole venue, so you're going to be sitting everyone down in the middle there to make it look full on the camera.
Did he? I see you went for a callback.
I see you.
You did a callback in the second half there to a bit you set up nicely in the first.
Yeah, I see you've spread callbacks, seemingly stuff you've said at random in the first half of the show, then turns out to be the setup for a punchline in the second half of the show. I see you've done that, Charlie.
I see a nice
what
shaggy,
made you do that?
A nice shaggy dog story there in the second half.
I see some props you've placed around the stage that just seem absolutely random do actually have some significance to the show.
Oh, Paul, fantastic.
He
doesn't look
what
like
a
I was
lovely
expecting
man.
Him to. He looks a bit like Steve Pemberton from The League of Gentlemen. Yeah,
there is a look of him to that. What a lovely man. Moved to the Bay in 1989, John.
Oh, really, right. Where
in
from?
Fact, I'm not... I'm, I see
well, let me take a guess.
I see you moved to the Bay in 1989 there, Paul.
Just in time for the Sherpa Van Trophy final.
Yeah. Loves the girls, John. Tell you what,
so, what more of his life story did he get? I want to know.
Well, do you know what? I'm not going to give you any of it because we're going to get him on, aren't we, John?
Well, yeah, I think so.
We're going to get him on as a guest.
He's got to. We've got to
He's
get
got
him
to
on.
Come on now.
Yeah.
He's got to come on. It was very good chat.
Was he aware
very nice little chat.
Of the podcast? Had he heard you doing him, doing Stephen Mulhern, doing Catchphrase? See what you see, Gary.
Told about the podcast. I don't know if he'd listened to the podcast or not. He might be listening now, John. He didn't give away that much. I met his partner as well.
Oh,
she's very nice. He bought tickets and I said I would have given you some tickets. He did look a bit crestfallen at that.
I'm all for supporting the arts and everything, but
you've offered me guest tickets there just after I've paid out the £26 for two tickets.
Yes. Yeah. The Barbican Theatre's a no refund policy.
No refunds. That's the 24-hour pasty people policy is no refunds.
Yeah.
Very nice man.
Oh, well, I would expect.
So I didn't get the vibe that he was annoyed about.
No.
It. But he may be. But look, we're going to get him on, aren't
Imagine
we, John?
If he walked up to you and knocked you out in the car park.
Just waiting there. You Charlie Baker.
Yeah. Boosh.
Just before I was about to film my show. A dream come true. 20 years in comedy, dreaming of one day making a stand-up special. Yeah. Just before it, teeth knocked out.
Well, Charlie, what about this? Boosh.
Well,
I see
Charlie,
I've just clocked you with a...
Absolutely yeah. Caught on the hop by me.
I see you've got no chin, Charlie. Here's a left hook. Boosh.
Ray comes round the corner. Yep, one for me as well.
And Dave, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
boot
that.
In
comes
as
in,
well.
Like Robert De Niro and Goodfellas in the healing.
All the commentators turned up.
All they all turned up. Ian comes round. What's the point in me?
Yeah. Here's your clock. Smash you over the head with the clock.
Shit, the clock. Shit.
Forgot to put the clock. Shit. The clock.
I'd like to see Ian as the Mad Hatter in Alice in Wonderland.
Really?
Shit, the clock.
Oh, dear. Niche.
All the commentators turning up, chucking me off the cliff. What happened to the special, Charlie?
Really got, yeah, I don't. Well, it just everybody got a bit carried
took
away.
Took a bit of a turn, if I'm honest.
Paul Mulhern sort of smashing you into the cliff railway, smashing your head into the side of it.
Getting rolled down that steep 30% hill. Jamie Reed turns up again at the Carey Arms. Every niche, you have to be an absolute NatOps pod completist.
There's a lot of things you have to understand there for that to really land.
There we are. Right. Well, what's coming up in the podcast?
Oh, should we work it out? Here we go.
Yes, please.
Whoa. On this week's edition of the National Obsession podcast, I think you'll be finding we'll be taking a very deep dive into Saturday's results in the National League South.
Oh, lovely. Oh, good.
3 points. Good.
3 points, lovely, John.
This is always nice. What else are we going to do? Talking about Saturday, Steve King, the Havant manager.
Oh, yes, as you like
to,
I love
Steve,
it.
Steve Haircut, as you like to call him. He's one of those managers with a haircut, isn't he?
He's one of those haircut
he's
managers.
He's one of those haircut guys.
Haircut and a jacket.
Haircut and a jacket.
And some shoes.
Doesn't wear
you
a suit.
Go, oh, come on, mate.
He doesn't wear a suit or a tracksuit. He wears a jacket and like a buttoned-up polo. He's one
Get
of
in
those
the club
sort of
shop
guys.
Like the rest of us.
He's got a bit about him, and well, he wasn't happy after Saturday's result. Has anybody listened to his post-match?
Like a shit Paul Tisdale.
Something else as well. What on earth
what
was
else,
it?
Else, John? Come on, you've got the list in front of you.
I've got
that,
the list.
Put that on your list.
Oh, Darren Soule. He's been sacked by Woking.
Oh, I bet he took it well.
Well,
we'll hear from him. I'm sure he heard.
Because I can't imagine he's very happy.
We know he keeps his emotions close to his chest.
He's very level-headed.
I thought of a good John Pemberton for you, John.
We could do that.
I don't think we'll do it. I'll just bring it up and then we can... John Pemberton has got into the breeding of XL bully dogs.
I found this great new breed, yeah. I think people are going to love them.
Going to love them. They're big lads. They're big dogs, XLs. People call them XL bullies. I don't add the bully on the advert. But you know, it is what it is. Yeah, they've ripped the face off two children.
They've just been made illegal from February, which, you know.
I find myself with 25 XL bully dogs on my hands, which, if I'm honest, is 24 too many XL bully dogs.
You know, it's a bit of a nightmare when you're trying to walk them, getting pulled all over the place.
XL bullies. I wish I'd gone for a few more medium bullies,
An extra small bully. Oh, that's good. John Pemberton's dog breeding. That's nice.
Hey, I tell you what. Do you watch, John? Do you ever watch? I don't expect you do. It's on Netflix. I think it's on Channel 4 sometimes as well. It's Graham. He looks like Paul Hawksby.
Graham.
Does the Graham. Stop playing with him, Alan. Stop. It's the dog guy.
The dog trainer guy. Yeah, I've seen bits of him. Yeah, Graham. He's amazing, isn't he? Yeah. I've seen bits of his oeuvre.
Next talkie manager, John. He could come in. Honestly, he's absolutely brilliant with dogs. He knows exactly how, he fixes them like that. I think his
sort of psychological speciality is dogs, isn't it? I don't know how he works with veteran midfielders.
Footballers, dogs. There's not much difference between the two. And I just think the advice he gives is absolutely brilliant. It would work on footballers as well. I think he'd be an excellent football manager.
It's great because whenever he leaves the room, he leaves Asa Hall on his own in the room. Asa, he doesn't go mad. He's very calm.
Very, very good. Very good. And the way he works is you praise them if they do the right thing and then absolutely hammer them if they do the wrong thing. It would so work on footballers. Not tracking back. Why aren't you tracking? Right, put them in the other room. They're not tracking back. Right.
And then reward them when they do it right.
Just bring them back in.
Little
starts tracking back. Good boy, good boy. And then you reward them when they do it right. He would smash the National League.
Okay, so the campaign starts at Graham. What's his name? Graham.
I don't know. Graham something. Dresses a bit like Steve King, actually.
He does. Dogs behaving. Graham Hall.
Graham Hall. Graham Hall.
Stop treating dogs badly.
Asa Hall.
Graham Hall. He was a management consultant at Weetabix for 20 years. Who knew that?
Oh, yeah. It starts here, John.
Yeah.
It starts here.
I
think
love
it'd be really good.
What a great idea.
Good. Yes. Okay, John, what's next? We've got some National League news.
Yeah. Just while I load up the results and whilst we're on the subject of any other business, guess who I saw at Havant & Waterlooville on Saturday as we're filing out at the end of the game. Had to walk past the sort of main grandstand along the front to get out of the gate. Guess who was just leaving?
My brother was there. I don't think it would have been my
brother. It wasn't
Rob.
No. But I did see Rob a few times. No. It wasn't Rob.
We did see him
there. He's a Geordie.
A Geordie? Don't know. Should I know this? Is it embarrassing? No, it was Paul Dobson.
He had a tracksuit on with the initials AD.
Not Aaron Downs.
No.
Was he next to HD? Couldn't concentrate on anything. No. Both of them couldn't concentrate on anything.
Alan Dowson was there.
Oh.
He was just leaving. I thought, how are we, Alan? Get in your port.
Well, we've got Dartford soon.
I think it was a little scouting trip. Why weren't they playing?
A little scouting mission.
Oh, it was postponed.
Wow.
You should have been at Truro City. It was postponed.
Wow, why? Because of the cup or something? Well,
it was weather, wasn't it? It was, I think, doesn't matter.
I think
you
know how we play by now.
Well, he's come up against Gary enough. Yeah, Dowson.
You can't actually just slam into Rory Keating anymore because unfortunately he doesn't play for us anymore.
I know,
we should. That's 100% that we should sign.
He's leaving Cork City because they got relegated.
Is he? Oh, yeah. God, didn't do much for them then, did he? Oh,
well, he did. He's been amazing. He's scored bags for the goals. So he's doing well. Oh, he's doing very well. But yeah,
let's get him back.
Yes, Dowson was there. Let's go back to Saturday in the National League South. Bath City 3, Avely 0. Just to prove once again that this league is absolutely all over the bloody place.
Topsy-turvy, isn't it?
Topsy-turvy. It's completely mad. But yeah, no one had that one down. Bath 3, Avely 0. Chelmsford 2, Chippenham 2. Eastbourne 3, Braintree 1. So, again, Braintree...
I couldn't tell you where... I couldn't tell you what either of those were.
Braintree at 8th, Eastbourne 18th. You know, who saw that coming? Farnborough 1.
My phone, hang on. For some reason, my phone's just turned off, John. But we don't need to record it.
No, that's fine. No, we've done that. We've got a good bit.
Yeah, good.
What was I saying? Farnborough 1, Weymouth 1. Who cares?
Ooh.
Hampton and Richmond 5, Maidstone 2. Hampton flying. Mel Gwinnett. Having a storm.
Yes, Gwinnett in a New York Gwinnett. Playoff, come on, you Knicks, New York's forever.
Playoff rivals Maidstone swatted aside by Gwinnett's lads.
We're above Maidstone, John, and they beat us twice.
Yeah,
so you look at that and go, well, maybe we're not doing too badly.
Yeah.
I know you think we're utter crap.
I was. I mean,
but so.
let's deal with it in alphabetical order. Haven't nil Torquay 2.
Good, John? You were there. Was it any good?
What can I tell you? The first half was appalling. Very much up there with the St Albans. Just sort of nothing really happened. And then
I like that.
It was Schrodinger's.
You don't know if you're actually there or not.
It was both a football game and not a football game at the same time. It was Schrodinger's match. I haven't had a few good chances at the end of the half. Could have gone in maybe a goal or two ahead. Not five or whatever Steve King said after the game.
They love to do is say it's not because we're any good.
We literally murdered them. Keep it light, Steve.
All right, Steve.
Reece Lovett, the keeper, got a blow to the head, and at one point, was shouting to the physio, "I can't see."
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
I can't see.
He's looking for them England call-ups for the partially sighted, him and Josh Pugh. Did we need to put a bell in the ball?
A bell in the ball, yeah. It was another win for Coffin's Well Eyes, anyway.
Yeah, lovely. I tell you what, there is a lot of eyes going on this week. So this season. So Coffin's Well Eyes really are right.
Yeah.
Doing very well out of it.
Great out of it. But he came off at half-time, Lovett, and his new keeper went on. Polish keeper, and a blinder. He was fantastic.
Don't say blinder after you've been saying dancing.
<can't. laughs> Thanks very much.
Is that what you're saying happened?
But no, we were great.
No, we
got at them.
We came up with got at them, and he saved a penalty. Was he a tiny little keeper of the National League South?
He is a tiny little keeper of the National League South. He was warming up. As soon as Lovett got injured, I was stood at the side of the pitch and he was warming up and down the touchline. And he is literally pretty much the same. I'd say he's 5'8".
No, I'm 5'7".
He's 5'8".
No way is he 5'8". No keeper's 5'8". Even Kevin Dearden was 5'8".
He was a tiny little keeper. Philip
of the National League South, one of those tiny little ones. We came up with a good chant for him, John, which we're going to try and get going at some point. If anyone wants to have a go at it first, that's good. This is the chant, isn't it, John, we came up with?
Yeah.
Is you just say, give us a C.
C.
P.
P.
H.
H.
Z.
Z.
K.
K.
L.
L.
B.
B.
Q.
Q.
M.
M.
P.
P.
G.
G.
Z.
Z. H
Q
L
L O
T
T D
D
E
E.
You keep going as long as you want to, and then you go, "What have you got, Philippe? Philippe?"
That's lovely. That's really good.
It's a great chant. isn't it? Just very as long good. As you, whoever's doing it is in charge of the letters and everyone just follows them. It's be an absolutely great chance. That's if he's still with us.
I absolutely called the penalty save before it happened.
Did you, John?
I called it. You? The people I was with, I went, he's saving this. I just, do you know what? Oh. He had, I think I said to you, he had main character energy. I there yes. was something about
I
him.
I like that.
He
I like
was,
that.
Mm. He's not an NPC. He's a.
Do you think
he's a main character? I knew he was going to save it.
Do you think the size of him put the player off?
he's
in a way,
little.
In a way that you know someone massive would normally put someone off.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought, oh, this guy's. Why is the keeper standing so far back? Why is he so far away?
Liked him.
Love it.
Hemel 1, Taunton 0. So, yeah, who knew? Yeah. St Albans 2, Tonbridge 3. Welling 4, Slough 3. So Slough coming out the wrong end of that. And also getting, they got stuffed in the cup as well, didn't they? Replaying 7-2. 6-2,
7-2, 7-2. 7-2, yeah, 7-2.
It's a shame. Poor old Slough. And Yeovil 2, them. Dover nil. That's all Saturday.
We got the old Yeovil 13, 14 points away from us. I mean, it's just done, isn't it? The league's done.
Yeah, because a couple
just
more
hang around for the playoffs.
There's a couple more games on Tuesday as well. Braintree 4, Welling 1, Eastbourne 0, Tonbridge 3, Maidstone 1, Dover 0, Worthing 3, Dartford 4, and Yeovil 4, Farnborough 2. So
an Avely play on a Monday. Why do they always play on a Monday?
I know. Yeah, it's very strange, isn't it? Oh, did they have another? They had a Monday game where they lost at home to Chelmsford 2-1. So yeah, Yeovil top.
We got Taunton next, haven't we, John? Is that our next league fixture, Taunton Town?
It's a Tuesday night, isn't it? I think
Tuesday night in Taunton.
Yeah,
really is that lovely old Frank Sinatra song.
And then Dartford, Dartford a week on Saturday. I'm going to go to that. We're going to go to that.
Trying to come to that. Trying to go to that. It's getting more and more likely I can go to games, which is very good fun, isn't it? It's not like going to games. It's always good. Yes. Where are we in the league, John?
Do you want to know the table?
Yeah, it is.
Yeovil on top, 41 playoffs. Avely, Bath, Hampton, Maidstone, Chelmsford, Torquay. Just. Squeaking into that last one.
No trouble.
28
no trouble.
Points. So 13 adrift of Yeovil, who are top. And then the bottom four, Truro, Welling, Dover, Haven, all the rest in the middle somewhere. Who cares?
Very nice. If we beat Taunton and Dartford, we're okay.
Yeah.
We're okay. It's happening, as they say. It's happening. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
Well, good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Having to Comb. Do you want to take a seat? I'll just be with you now. What are we doing today? What are we doing for you today? Just short back and do you want the short back and sides, or
actually, I quite like the style on top. Actually, I want a bit of style on top. I'm one of those managers with a haircut.
Oh, okay. So I know you're a haircut manager.
I didn't realise you were a haircut. So,
oh, okay. You want to look like everyone else.
A little bit of style on top to go with the coat and the buttoned up polo.
Not a lot down the sides. Bit like having a Waterlooville.
Do you mind? It's still a little bit of a sore point.
Okay, sure. Okay, I'll change the subject. Going anywhere nice on your holidays?
Well, I just got back from All Inclusive and...
Nice.
You know, we're really disappointed because, you know, we should have got more out of it than we got. You know, the buffet, disappointing.
Oh, right.
You know, we had all the cereal, We had all the all the toast and we just needed some more. We just needed some more cooked options. And you know, you can say it till you're blue in the face, but you know, we had all the continental stuff, but we just needed a cooked option, and you know, we'd have easily had a good breakfast easily.
Drinks included, of course. Drinks included on the all inclusive, or
yeah, drinks weren't included, and you know, we've had to deal with that. And I thought we were magnificent, to be honest. The family, me, I thought we were absolutely magnificent, start to finish.
Yeah,
and you know, we dealt with it superbly.
Yeah,
and you know, we made do with we paid for our drinks.
Yeah, and, sure.
You know, we've just got on with it because that's what we do. You know,
of course.
But we're bitterly disappointed that we've not come away from it with more memories. You know,
sure. And was the room big enough? Was the room big enough, or did you feel like you deserved a bigger room?
I mean, you know, look at the video for yourself. Like, I'll show you the video. You look at the video. You tell me. I mean,
yeah.
We obviously deserve more out of the room.
Yeah.
It was. You know,
we've dealt with
a small room. It was, you know, we've had two singles and we should have had a double. We just got on with it. We pushed the two beds together.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know, that's what we do as a
You should
a
have
unit,
had five in
know?
The bed and you couldn't get five in the bed, you know, and I suppose...
We could, on another day, you know, we could easily have got five in the bed.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
You know, it didn't happen for us this time. But
sure,
you know, it's one of those.
You don't think it was anything to do with you not booking the right holiday, not looking at the plans beforehand, not having enough money to go for the options that you're saying you.
I feel like it's one of those where 9 times out of 10, we book that holiday and we have a good holiday.
I'm not laughing.
Any other time. You know, we booked that holiday, that all-inclusive, you know, Turkey.
Yeah.
You know, any other day, it all goes well and we have a great time. And, you know, we make memories for life. But, you know, that's the way it goes when you're...
You go again, I suppose. Not there. You wouldn't go there again, would you?
You
go again.
If we show that sort of heart, you know, at the breakfast buffet, we'll be all right.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. It's time for the Sarls to come in. Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
Oh, no! I want to manage Woking!
Mum, it's so unfair!
Why won't you let me manage Woking anymore?
They've sacked me at Woking, Mum!
Oh, I bought in all my own players and it turns out I'm rubbish!
I had saved up the money for some new players and everything.
Oh, God. Why won't they let me...
Why does everybody hate me?
Where was that Woking midfielder that was really good and left for Wealdstone?
I had to go all the way there on the bus.
And who is it? What is his name?
They told me
the
I was sacked.
Why left for
Kretschmar.
What is the name? Kretschmar! It turns out that Woking are a one-man team. I only have Kretschmar and I just couldn't cope without him.
I don't understand. I did my usual trick and bought a load of big shit houses. And people didn't like it.
Oh! It turns out we are a shit team, only all the fans really support Chelsea. Oh, I can't believe it.
I'll just have to go to another National League team who are blinded by my occasionally good results, but then get bored with my horrible shit house football.
Who are worse? Who are worse than Woking? Not many people. Who will it be next?
It's probably got Wealdstone written all over it.
Well, we will be Wealdstone. Oh, I cannot believe it. I thought I was brilliant at this. It turns out I'm just like every other manager ever. I cannot believe it.
It's so unfair.
It's so unfair.
Both up goals on the ice.
National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession and it's time for letters from a listener.
When you go, will you send back
a letter from a listener? Do you have any letters, John? Any letters at all?
Yes.
Bobby Cole. Hello,
Bob. Get in touch. Old King Cole from 53. He's got his Talk United Supporters Trust hat on. No, this time.
Oh, lovely. Oh, smashing.
He's the vice...
we asked for a bit of correspondence from
talked
them.
About
yeah.
it. We talked about it last week. He's the co-vice chair. And he also suggested we should release last week's Guys and Dolls song as for Christmas number one.
You never know. People did like it.
I've had quite a few sort of friends and people come up to me this week and say, your video came up on my TikTok and it was good, but I didn't understand any of it. And I had to
niche. You've got to have
a working knowledge of Talk United and the music from Guys and Dolls. And if you don't...
John, as we always say, if people actually knew what we were talking about, we would be so
huge.
Popular.
Keep up or fuck off. That's our motto.
K-U-O-F-O.
Anyway, Bob Cole says, we appreciate your memberships of the Supporters Trust. To address one of your points, I mean, this is very niche, but he
That's
says...
Fine.
There's a page on their website that says all about their thinking and their approach to saving the club. We don't have enough money to buy or run the club, but they do have this Forever Yellow Fund, the war chest of around 65 grand to finance a community share issue that we're confident would raise enough funds to launch a Phoenix club. As you will see in the FAQs, we see ourselves as a safety net and it's a worst case scenario. Probably like every other goal supporter, we prefer a wealthy fan coming out of the woodwork to buy the club. We hope for the best while planning for the worst.
Okay, I get it.
Thank you, Bob.
I get it. Yeah, it's there. I think it's good to have it if we need it.
And it's always
in that case then, is it in no way in any threat to owners of the club? Right. Well, it rumbles on. We will continue to be vocal. Bob, we appreciate
there,
you getting in touch. Thank you very much.
And let's move on to Chris Webb, Spiders Webb.
Sending this one
minutes after the Eastbourne Borough versus Tonbridge game because he's done a bit of a scouting report for Eastbourne, which is also coming up.
Oh, lovely.
At the end of the month. I don't know if you're going to go to that
one. Oh, yeah, Eastbourne away.
It's a Tuesday night. Okay, I'm going to go to that. Eastbourne Tonbridge was on Tuesday night, finished 3-0 to Tonbridge. He says, upon arrival, I must say I was impressed with the number of refreshment outlets available.
Ooh,
which is always good to eat. Youths with drums singing generic yet inspiring songs about Eastbourne. No big men up front from what I could gather, but then again, I'm 6'7". Bloody hell, Chris.
We need you up front.
I won't be standing next to you if we bump into each other.
I've met him a couple of times. Yeah, he's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Borough's keeper did head the ball in the 14th minute. Went to his own net or into the other?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, did head the ball in the 14th minute. I see.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
That's not too unusual, I suppose. 18 minutes in, they seem to play mainly on the left wing, but their number 3 left-back, Archie Proctor, and number 18, Fletcher Holman, causing the most problems for Tonbridge.
These people sound made up. Very made up names, yeah. Eastbourne don't exist. Maybe Eastbourne don't actually exist.
I bought a hot chocolate. It's all right. I think this is just literally his notes.
I like it. Hot chocolate is okay.
Borough should have had a penalty, apparently. Yeah. The Borough players have their names on the back. Intimidating. That is good. We don't do that.
That is. Yeah, why don't we do that? That's a shame. I like that.
Tonbridge have a free kick. It's shit.
Okay, 35 lovely. Minutes gone. I like this sort of National League South
good.
News. It's great.
35 minutes gone. They haven't seen any dogs yet. Thought I would. Number 7 for Tonbridge. Shoelaces are undone. We've tried to tell him. He thinks we're joking. 1-0 to Tonbridge just before halftime. Glad I moved from where I was originally stood. First song played at halftime, Pulp, Common People, some announcements.
Oh, lovely, yep.
Then that new Beatles one, which no one in their right mind actually likes.
Come on. Whoa.
Actually,
it's not... We don't talk about music on this podcast.
I'm not wild about it.
Ah, I know, John. It's a
John Lennon demo that they rightfully discarded at the time.
Look,
not
they
great.
Need more money, the Beatles. They're obviously running out of money. They're down to their last 10 billion each.
Quite poignant in its own way, but not great. Halftime sub for Borough. Fans not impressed. Zach Emerson off for Jay Beckford. 2-0 to Tonbridge. You guys should be
None
fine.
Of these exist.
They're out of hot chocolate. I've got a coffee. It's quite nice. On the hot drinks, Chris. Borough's keeper spends a lot of time out of his box. Have you got anyone that can score screamers from the halfway line?
Yes.
I'm going to the toilet.
Brett McGavin.
Yes. Keep your eyes out. Brett, keeper's off his line. Borough should have had another penalty. Now I'm going to the toilet. Sub for Tonbridge. Sub for Borough. Attendance 1136. 3-0 to Tonbridge. People start to leave. Borough have 2 good chances. Don't take either. Full time. 3-0 Tonbridge. Maybe I'm bad luck for Eastbourne. Maybe they're just shit. Who knows? I like it, Chris. I like your match report style.
Excellent.
Very good.
If anyone else wants to send us in any match reports in that style. Absolutely excellent.
I like
that. Superb.
No
thank you very much.
Match report from Chris Webb.
No, I like that.
Good
that's
to learn about
want.
One of the other teams that, as well.
Yeah, that's all we want. Yeah, well, I will now keep an eye on each board.
Yeah.
See how they get on and think of you, Chris. You know, that's just how it is. Lovely. That's smashing on the ice,
too.
That's brilliant, Chris. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, there's one from Rob Baker, but it is. I'm looking at the time, and it's very talky heavy, and we could possibly
we'll do it next time.
We'll leave it till next week.
What's the general gist?
The gist of it was, it was nice that we had a nice chat. Good to see him.
Yeah,
talky looked all right. And now I did hear this. They did a 2-minute silence at the start of the game, which actually the bugler, top job.
Yeah.
Perfect last post. It's tricky. So absolutely hats off to the bugler. Then one could decide whether it was an applause or a silence. Eventually there was a silence.
Oh.
But then some idiot sounded something like, Johnson out! During the middle of the silence. So you go,
Not during the silence, you pillock. Unbelievable.
He also makes a point, and it is a very good point. There was... Because of obviously it was unsegregated, you could go wherever you want, and there were about a group of about 5 or 6 fans who decided to stand behind Gary in the dugout. And at some point in the second half, I think we'd go 1-0 up at this point as well. We're actually winning, and they were really heckling him and really having a go. And he turned around and was arguing back. It was very unsavoury.
Yeah.
They got kicked out. A couple of people got kicked out. You kind of go.
I think they've had stadium bans.
I get it. But not during the game, you idiots.
Not during the game if you're 1-0 up.
We're 1-0 up. We're winning.
John, people are going to
let him win the game and then say what you want to say. Idiots.
Very nice of Robert to write in.
But
thanks,
Rob.
Very nice.
It was always nice to see Rob. I've never seen anyone celebrate a goal as vigorously as Rob Baker.
Oh, he loves it.
He's a big celebrator, isn't he?
He loves the goals. If you look at the Dover away goal from last season, me and Rob are behind the goal, and actually he appears on the goal celebrations of the first goal, definitely, if you look it up from Havant and Waterlooville. So find him, arms in the air. There he is. He loves the goals.
We all love the goals.
We all love the National League South football.
A lovely pint before the game. Lots of goals fans. They're a great bunch, aren't they?
They're really
a lovely bunch.
It's great. Just hope we stay alive forever, which with the help of the TUST in some form or other, we will. So there we are. Support the Talk United Supporters Trust.
Yes.
If you want to constantly see boys in yellow run out under the name Talk United until we die. And what a lovely right way to finish on it. John, how do we get in touch with the podcast if you want to do that?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com on the old emails, or you can tweet us at natobspod. And can I very quickly.
What are you up to, John?
Oh my word. I think we've got a few.
John's on £900.
We've got a few numbers to give out.
John?
We're on 874. So we're officially over a third of the way. 33% marker has been.
John's only in the hole for 1,500 quid. It's going well.
1,600. Just 1,600. A few FOF numbers we need to give out for donations.
Ooh,
thank
lovely.
You very, very much. We did, Richard Thomas. Now, I sent this one to you. Chris Roberts has donated. And I thought it was a little shifty because obviously not the sort of the disgraced talkie chairman of around about 2005.
What's he sent in? Is it a check?
I was going to say that the monies haven't cleared yet, Chris. Thank you, Chris, whoever you are, 30 quid. If it is you, the disgraced former chairman, thank you.
Yeah,
if it isn't,
nice.
let us know who you are, please.
Simon
Cook, thank you ever so much. You've already got a FOF number, but thank you very much anyway. Steve Luscombe has donated. Steve.
Lovely.
Kudunj, FOF 81. Thank you so very
much. Kudunj.
I assume he's related to Ryan Luscombe, who also donated a couple of weeks ago. But thank you very much. Steve, you're FOF 81.
Going well, John.
And John D. Don't know who you are, John. You could do with a surname, really, for the FOF spreadsheet, but you are also Kudunj. A FOF, John D.
82, John D.
Sloop John D. There we go. That's his nickname.
I stab the old...
I'm just putting in his nickname, Sloop.
Sloop John D. Sloop. Good old
there
Sloop.
There we go. Thanks, Sloop. Thank you ever so much. And if you can spare any money at all, the
Anything at all.
Link is on my Twitter
Sponsor
account.
Sponsor John.
John Cadogan.
Sponsor John to do his marathon.
I will be drawing for that talkie shirt in a matter of weeks. You can, with a donation,
give it.
Get in the draw.
Lovely.
There
that
we
it?
Go. That's it.
What a podcast. Fantastic. Thanks for all your correspondence.
Thank you very much.
And enjoy your trophy in it this weekend. So
yeah.
Who cares?
Who gives a
no platformed. See you next Tuesday.
See you next
Tuesday. That sounded nice. We'll probably do next week. I don't know when we'll do it next week. Probably. I don't know.
Who knows?
But Taunton away. Exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, you yellows.
Up the goals.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.